All right, so a sitting governor gets caught on tape making lecherous remarks to someone who is apparently his mistress. Listen carefully.
You know what? When I stand behind you and I put my arms around you and I put my hands on your breast
That's just too tough. He's talking about putting his arms around you, putting his hands on her breasts and pull you in really close. If you could hear that clearly, or not, take it from me, it is clear the governor of Alabama, Robert Bentley, loves to touch his now resigned top advisor, Rebecca Mason, a woman he's not married to. So it's simple now. Get rid of the man who has become an embarrassment to the state.
If the people of this state believe that our governor is incompetent and incapable of filling the position, then it is up to us to impeach. And that's what this process is.
That's Republican Representative Ed Henry talking about the embattled governor from his own party. And impeachment is anything but simple, though. In a state in which business is at a standstill, while along with the governor, the state deals with an indicted felon occupying the top spot in the legislature. Joining me now to sort all of this out is Kyle Whitmire, state political columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for helping us out here. So it seems like a lot of governors get into a lot of trouble in America today. What is it about Bentley that either suggests he will survive this or he can't possibly?
The one thing that might perpetuate this is that he really doesn't have anywhere else to go. I mean, this is a governor who's now lost virtually everything he had when he came into office. He's lost his family. He's lost his credibility and his reputation. Robert Bentley was, some people thought, and I consider him something of an accidental governor. In the Republican primary, about 6 years ago now, there were two other candidates who were having a really nasty campaign, and he was sort of the third candidate that benefited from their mutual destruction. And he campaigned on this grandfatherly, nice guy image. He's a dermatologist, so, you know, he called himself Dr. Bentley, even had his name legally changed so that he would appear as Dr. Robert Bentley on the ballot. We joke about that now because we say, well, does that mean that his real full name is Dr. Robert Bentley? Or now that he's governor, is it Governor Dr. Robert Bentley? But, you know, that he was grandpa, and he campaigned on this promise that he was not going to take a salary until Alabama had reached virtual full employment. It still has not. But then this scandal comes along and completely destroys that. His wife has divorced him. His children are, we understand, at somewhat at odds with him. And now he's had all this exposed and dragged out into the public. And that credibility he had is pretty much gone.
Can the wheels of impeachment, though, turn while the top spot in the legislature, I believe it's the speaker, is facing felony charges, even though he's reelected?
Well, the speaker stuff aside, it's hard to know because it's been a long time since this has happened. We've removed governors before, but typically it's through the criminal justice process. A governor is indicted, convicted, and carted away. In this case, nothing like that has happened yet, but we do have this sitting House Speaker, Mike Hubbard, who is under indictment for 23 felony ethics charges, and he's supposed to go on trial next month. And to add another layer of complexity to this, and what really sort of brought this out in the open through this long chain of events, is that Governor Bentley is expected to be a star witness at that trial. He's expected to testify that Speaker Hubbard came to him under the guise of his office, Speaker of the House, and lobbied him for a client for a private consulting business that he had on the side. And, you know, I asked the question in a column 6 months ago. I said, what happens if he gets up there and the defense, you know, puts him on cross-examination? They say, well, Governor, have you ever lied to anybody before? Have you ever lied to your wife? And what seems to have happened here is there's been lots of legal wrangling in the Hubbard case to try to argue that there's prosecutorial misconduct, and prosecutors wanted affidavits from the state's top law enforcement officer, a man named Spencer Collier. And the governor ordered Collier, do not give them those affidavits, even though what they were going to swear to was technically true. Collier gives the affidavits anyway. The governor turns around and fires him. not only him, but several of his underlings there at the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. And then Collier goes out and who, you know, knew where the bodies were buried and spills everything out to the public, tells everyone about this affair. And at the same time, through other means, through other channels, these tapes are leaked to the press.
Is anything getting done in Alabama? And what are people on the street saying before we go?
The scary thing right now is that Alabama has, you know, perennial budget problems. There are huge cuts to Medicaid in the budget that the legislature has passed this year. The governor really needs to – I mean, he's already vetoed the budget. They've overridden that veto. Typically what would happen is he would bring them back in the special session and tell them to fix it. He doesn't really have the political wherewithal right now to force them to do that. And so we're looking at, you know, cuts in things like dialysis, outpatient dialysis treatment for the poor being cut because – there's no one to stand up to Alabama lawmakers and say, you have to make this right.
Kyle Whitmire, state political columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks so much.
Thank you.